Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Paranjana becomes a woman in the next life. And this is text 59. Tasmim stvam ramaya sprishto.
Tasmim stvam ramaya sprishto.
Tasmim stvam ramaya sprishto.
Tasmim stvam ramaya sprishto.
Rama mano shruta smrti.
Rama mano shruta
smrti.
Rama mano shruta
smrti. Tat sangat idrishim prapto.
Tat sangat idrishim prapto.
Tat sangat idrishim prapto. Tasham
prapiyasim
prabho.
Dasham
prapiyasim prabho.
Dasham prapiyasim prabho.
Tasmin tvam ramaya sprishto.
Tasmin tvam ramaya sprishto.
Rama mano shruta smrti.
Rama mano shruta smrti.
Tatsangat idrishim prapto.
Tatsangat idrishim prapto.
Dasham papiyasim prabho.
Dasham papiyasim prabho.
Kindly chant.
Tasmim stvam ramaya sprishto.
Tasmim stvam ramaya sprishto.
Rama mano shruta smritihi.
Rama mano shruta
smritihi. Tatsangat idrishim prabho.
Tatsangat idrishim prabho.
Dasham papiyasim prabho.
Rama mano shruta smrti. Tatsangat idrishim prapto. Dasham prapiyasim prabho.
Tashim stvam ramam spiritatro.
Tasmin tvam ramaya sprishto.
Ramamano strutasmrti.
Ramamano strutasmrti.
Tatsangat idrishim prato.
Tatsangat idrishim prato.
Dasham papiyasim prabho.
Dasham papiyasim prabho.
Tasmin svam ramaya sprishto.
Tasmin svam ramaya sprishto.
Rama mano shruta smriti.
Rama mano shruta smriti.
Tatsangat idrishim prapto.
Tatsangat idrishim prapto.
Dasham papiyasim prabho.
Dasham papiyasim prabho.
I'll go right to the translation today. So Srila Prabhupada translates this as, "My dear friend, when you enter such a body along with the woman of material desires, you become overly absorbed in sense enjoyment. Because of this, you have forgotten your spiritual life. Due to your material conceptions, you are placed in various miserable conditions." Let's repeat together. My dear friend, when you enter such a body,
along with the woman of material desires,
you become overly absorbed in sense enjoyment.
You become overly absorbed in sense enjoyment.
Because of this,
you have forgotten your spiritual life.
Due to your material conceptions,
you are placed in various miserable conditions.
Purport. When a person becomes materially engrossed, he has no capacity to hear about spiritual existence. Forgetfulness of spiritual existence entangles a man more and more in material existence. Such is the result of sinful life. Various bodies are developed with the material ingredients because of different types of sinful activities. King Puranjana assumed the body of a woman, Vaidarbhi, as a result of his sinful activities. Bhagavad Gita clearly says, Striyo Vashas Tata Sudraha, that such a body is low born. If one takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, he can be elevated to the highest perfection, even though he be low born. One acquires lower births when one's spiritual intelligence is reduced. Om Agyanatimanandasya Agyanandana Salakaya Chakshu Amilitamyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sva Padandikam. So this is a discourse given by the friend, the Brahmana friend of Vaidarbhi. He's described as an old friend of King Puranjana. And so here he is explaining why she's having such a difficult time. Her husband has just left his body. She's all alone, and she has no orientation beyond the association of her husband. So this Brahmana has kindly appeared to her and is giving her these lessons on reality. So he's explaining that she has come into this body because of her own sinful propensities. And it is, it is calcified by the concept of the woman of material desires. We enter these bodies because we are combining ourselves with the woman of material desires. It's quite a concept, isn't it? Because we feel that we cannot live just as a person cannot live without their spouse. We feel that we cannot live without these material desires. And therefore we unite with them and we say, okay, we're going to have a go of it. We're going to live our lives, be happily ever after, and all my desires will be fulfilled. And as a result, we get this miserable material condition. Because of this, the Brahmana explains, you have forgotten your spiritual life. So, emphasize material desires, spiritual desires, they go out the window. So, the wording of this verse reminds me of this verse from the Gita, from the 13th chapter, verse 22. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature.
This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. So, under this influence of the woman of material desires, sometimes we are born as a demigod, sometimes as a person, sometimes as a dog, sometimes as a bug. It depends on what we're looking for, or what we conceive of as is going to make us happy. But the bottom line is, there is no happiness in fulfillment of material desires. A most important realization to come to. Even though we are given this advice through the medium of this Brahmana or other spiritual entities that we may meet, it's very hard for us to believe that we're not going to get material happiness by pursuing our desires. So we say, okay, I will learn to love and worship Krishna, but I'll wait till later. Right now, I'm just going to go with my material desires. And because of that, we get into so much trouble. And if we really take our material desires as being the end-all, we risk taking future birth, and not necessarily a human birth. He explains, you are placed in various miserable conditions due to your material conceptions. So the question is, have we really had enough with these various miserable conditions? This beautiful line from the purport explains, one acquires lower births when one's spiritual intelligence is reduced. All right, so we could talk more, but there is a wonderful lecture here for your listening. Does anybody have any quick comments on the verse before we move on? Okay, thank you.
I like the example of the spouse of material desires. I thought that was very, like, a nice way of putting it, because it makes sense. We like unite, and it's like we're basically married with our material desires, and then, yeah, trying to live happily ever after, but it doesn't work out.
We really believe that this is it. We can't live without, and we have to have so many things.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've spent so many years working for things that I believe are going to make me happy, and it's always a crash at the end. But our real success, our real fortune in this life is meeting devotees. Tat sangat, that association. Whatever our association is, that is becomes the most valuable thing for us. So how fortunate that we are to have come to this place. And the ultimate association is the great Acharya. So we pay our obeisances every time we enter the temple room to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And who does Srila Prabhupada pay his obeisances to but his beautiful spiritual master, Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada. So, this is from a lecture given on the disappearance day in 1976. Prabhupada speaks. He says, simple expression of reverence and love. The disciple Abhay Charana Das was to become His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of International Society Krishna Consciousness. So whatever I appreciated 40 years ago, the same principle is going on. We have no change. What I understood my spiritual master Practically, I met him in 1922. This poetry was written in 1936. That means 14 years before writing this, I met my Guru Maharaj in 1922. At that time, I was quite a young man, 25 years old only, and I was posted in a very responsible position as the office manager of Dr. Bose's laboratory. And I was fond of, in those days, of Gandhi's movement. In 1922, I joined Gandhi's movement and I gave up my educational career because of one of Gandhi's programs was to boycott the universities. That's a very long story. And many students gave up their educational career. I was one of them. So Dr. Bose, Kartik Chandra Bose, he's a very important man. At that time, he was the managing director of Bengal Chemical Company. Now, there is a street in central Calcutta, Dr. Kartik Bose Street. Wow. So he was a very important man, and he was our family physician and my father's very intimate friend. So, when I gave up my education and I was joining Gandhi's movement, at that time, Dr. Bose asked me to join him. So, with the permission of my father, I joined. I was fond of, at the time, this Gandhi's non-cooperation movement. And then, when I joined Dr. Bose's laboratory, of course, I was dressed in khadar. So, Dr. Bose liked that dress, khadar dress. Does anybody know what khadar means?
It's fine wool.
Oh.
It's like really thick, like thicker, kind that's not comfortable to wear.
Oh.
I think.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Bose evidently liked this dress very much. Dr. Bose told me one day that out of your whole Gandhi's movement, I like this khadar only. Dr. Bose said. And why? No, because this will give impetus to industry. This hand spinning will gradually give impetus to India. That's interesting. Actually, that happened. He was himself an industrialist. Actually, in India, the chemical industry was given birth by Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose. He was a very important man. He started Bengal Chemical. So in 1922, I met my Guru Maharaj through the exigency of my intimate friend, Mr. Narendranath Mullick. And I would not go. He told me information. There is a nice sadhu. Let us go and see. I did not like these sadhus in those days. National spirit. So I said, I've seen so many sadhus. They come to my father's care. I'm not very much pleased with their behavior. So Narendra dragged me forcibly. No, I have heard this person is very exalted. So I went. And his first opening version was that, you are an educated young man. Why don't you preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gospel in the Western countries? I did not know. So this was his blessing in the very first meeting. I did not know. But because we belong to a Vaishnav family, we were very much worshippers of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, our family deity. So I was very much pleased that Here is a personality who is going to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gospel. I was very much pleased. So anyway, from 1922 to 1933, practically, I was not initiated. But I got the impression of preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. 1922 to 1933, that's a long time to have association. And that I was thinking, and that was the initiation by my Guru Maharaj. Then officially I was initiated in 1933, because in 1923 I left Calcutta. I started my business at Allahabad. So I was always thinking of my Guru Maharaj, that I met a very great and nice sadhu. Although I was doing business, I never forgot him. Then in 1928, these Gaudiya Math people came to Allahabad during Kumbh Mela. As the Kumbh Mela was going to be held this year, a similar Bing Kumbh Mela was held in 1928. In those days, they came to open their branch in Allahabad, and somebody recommended that you go to. At that time, I was running on my big pharmacy, and I was very well known in Allahabad as the proprietor of the pharmacy. So somebody recommended them that you go to Abhaya Babu. He is a very religious man. He'll help you. So when they entered my shop, I was very much pleased that these men that I met in 1922, now they have come. In this way, I became reconnected. And in 1933, I was officially initiated. My only qualification was when I was introduced to my Guru Maharaj for initiation. So Guru Maharaj immediately said, yes, I shall initiate this boy. He is very nice. He hears me very patiently, and he does not go away. So that was my qualification. The high standard of philosophy which he was speaking at that time, practically I could not follow what was he was speaking. But still, I liked to hear him. That was my hobby. Whenever I was asking that, when will Guru Maharaj speak? So he took it very seriously. And then in 1936, it's a long history during this Vyas Puja day, whatever I studied about our relationship with my Guru Maharaj, I expressed this in poetry. And since that day, my godbrothers used to call me poet. And Guru Maharaj also very much appreciated this poetry. Now, somehow or other, you have found it. I thought the poetry is lost, but I do not know how it was found out by some of our disciples. I think it was found out in London Museum or somewhere else by Guru Das. They had a stock of the Harmonist magazine. And from the Harmonist, my Guru Maharaj's paper, this poetry was found. Otherwise, I thought it was lost. So anyway, this poetry is, quote, adore, adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May. So I heard that the month of May is very pleasing in the Western countries. So I compare the happiness of this day with May Day. They call May Day? Yes. When he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine grace
so Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared as the son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his fourth son. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was a family man. He had several children. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, known in his previous life as Bimala Prasad Datta, son of Kedarnath Datta, his father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his name was. He was a magistrate and he was manager also, the managing board of Jagannath Puri. The system is the local magistrate becomes the official manager of the managing board of Jagannath Puri. So at that time, he was situated in Jagannath Puri. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared at Puri. And the Ratha Yatra ceremony takes place. And sometimes the big Ratha stops at intervals. So the house in which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared, in front of that house, the Ratha stopped. His mother took advantage, and because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, so the son, the little baby, was brought before the Ratha, and the pujaris allowed him to bring the child before the deity, and the child was placed before the deity, and the garland was offered by Jagannath. So that was the first sign of him becoming an acharya. In this way, there are many incidences. So therefore, his birthplace is mentioned. Quote, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine grace. O my Master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light. Light up thy candle. Struggle for existence, a human race. The only hope, his divine grace. So actually, we are in a very precarious condition, the modern civilization. I mean to say, manipulated by the Western people. It is a soul-killing civilization. This civilization. By nature, the chance is given after many, many evolutionary processes. Jalaja Navalakshani Svapatar Laksha Vimshati. The evolutionary theory is there in the Padma Purana. It is not Darwin's theory. Darwin stole it from the Padma Purana. And he presented in a distorted way of his own imagination. Otherwise, the Darwin's theory is not the original. The theory, it is not theory fact. Jiva Jatisu. It is wandering within the cycle of Jiva Jati, different species of life. Tata Dehantara Praptihi. Bhagavad Gita 2.13. This is Vedic knowledge, this evolutionary process, not Darwin's theory. He goes through, I'm skipping ahead. He goes through the different species of life, aquatics, trees, and so on. So that is all in the hand of Krishna. So this knowledge means to understand the original source. That is philosophy. Find out the original source. That is knowledge. Vedescha saver aham evam vedyo. Actually, all this knowledge terminates when you understand Krishna. He is the source of everything. So there is a, quote, struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope, his divine grace.
So we got this information from His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and that knowledge is still going on. You are receiving through His servant. And in future, the same knowledge will go to your students. This is called Parampara system. It is not that you become a student and you remain a student. No, one day you shall also become guru and go to your students. This is called Parampara system. It is not that you... One day you shall become guru and make more students. That is Chaitanya's mission, not that perpetually. Yes, one should remain perpetually a student, but he has to act as guru. That is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not that because I am acting as guru, I am no longer a student. No, I am still a student. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us this instruction that we shall always remain a foolish student before our Guru Maharaj. That is the Vedic culture. I may be a very big man, but still I should remain foolish, a student to my Guru. That is the qualification. Guru More Murka Dehi Karira Shashana, Adi Lila 771. We should always be prepared to be controlled by the Guru. That is very good qualification. Yasha prasadad bhagavat prasado. So we should become always a very obedient student to our Guru. That is the qualification. That is the spiritual qualification. So it is better late than never. He desired me. I thought, now I am a family man, let me adjust things. I would have accepted his order immediately, but I was not so intelligent at that time. I thought, my responsibility to family is there. Let me wait. But still, Guru Maharaj was so kind to me that when I was grihastha, I was seeing him in dreams, and he asked me, you come with me. So I was going, and I was thinking, oh, I will have to take sannyas and go with him. So it appeared to me very horrible. I was not much inclined to take sannyas, but Guru Maharaj is so kind that he ultimately forced me to take sannyas and do this work. So, it is all his kindness. So this is the memory of his kindness. So 43 years ago, I remember the same thing as it is in 1922, and still the same thing goes on. There is nothing new. We have nothing to do new. Simply let us present as it is, and it will be successful. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
This is a wonderful lecture by Srila Prabhupada, which was spoken in 1976. I'll give you the title and you can look it up. In Hyderabad, December 10th, 1976.
So interesting, also 10th December.
Anything else? Did you have a question for me? Thank you very much, and thanks to Elle for providing the laptop today. All glories to our acharyas, and all glories to your service.